Hey, have you ever wondered what to do if you inherited property, how that works, what it looks like? We're going to break it down for you on Consider This Program this week. Things that you can do if you don't want to own the real estate, and things you can do if you do want to own it.
Joseph Clark is a certified financial planner and the managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group, an SEC-registered investment advisory service. This material is being provided for informational or educational purposes only and does not take into account the investment objectives or financial situation of any client or prospective client. Those seeking information regarding their particular investment needs should contact us or another financial professional. The opinions expressed were current at the date of taping but are subject to change without notice due to tax law changes or market, political, and economic conditions.
Are you in the mood to be able to inherit real estate? Do you even want it? I have seen many families say, I wish it went to somebody else. But in the meantime, if you happen to be the beneficiary of mom and dad's house, mom and dad's farm, or aunt and uncle's cottage somewhere in Milwaukee, we're going to break it down for you and consider this week. Things that you need to consider. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, your host.
I'm Ken Dilger.
And I'm Angie Kinzer.
Happy to have you along. And Angie takes all of your calls and your questions. You can give her a buzz at 800-928-4001 to find a time to sit down with one of our advisory team or to ask a question for the show. So, Angie, set it up.
Okay, this is about receiving the gift of real estate and maybe the tax consequences of that. And so I went back and found
Does it say life or death? Because they're different.
Yes, it just says, well, I'm talking about the article here that I found. Now, the question says, how is the value of the real estate determined that I just inherited? So I'm going to say that one's death.
Inherited by definition means somebody died.
Correct.
So how, starting there, how are we going to determine the value of some real estate that someone just inherits?
So Ken, you just inherited a lake cottage.
Well, the easiest thing to do, no matter if you get it inherited or refi or purchase, is do an appraisal.
There you go. Even though we all know that rarely does the appraisal reflect what you would get in a sale, the IRS does accept that if it comes from by a certified appraiser. If something happened to me, the Financial Enhancement Group would have and we get one every year, we have to by law, a certified valuation specialist. It's just like a CPA. It's another credential. Comes in and says, here's what FEG is worth so that they know what they have to pay Barb. I know what I have to pay the IRS, et cetera.
What if you don't like the appraisal? Can you get a second one?
Sure. You want to spend more money.
Doesn't mean the lender's going to take it.
Well, but we're not talking about a loan now, right? You inherited this lake cottage.
Correct.
Right? And so you have to get an appraisal because the amount, the IRS wants to know what the value of your, let's say it was your dad's cottage.
Right.
The IRS wants to know what the value of the property was. Can you, as the inheritor, do not have to get a valuation unless you want to get a loan on it.
Correct.
Right, or an appraisal. But if you were going to go to sell it, you might want to have an idea what it was worth, especially since you have siblings,
true,
right? And you got to shell out some cash to all of them if you're going to keep the fun place.
So what does a step up in basis mean?
So that's, you want to go with that, Ken?
Yeah, step up in basis means, let's say your parents bought it for $100,000. At the time of death, it's $500,000. So your step up in basis comes up to $500,000. So you're even par what your cost is to what the value is.
Very good. So the step up in basis is that $400,000 of growth is now never taxed. So Ken's dad's basis was $100,000. Basis, by the way, simply means the amount of money you've already paid taxes on, right? So he didn't use his IRA money. This is money that his dad had already paid taxes on, bought the place, probably threw a mortgage, made payments on it over the course of years. But the non-interest part, but the amount that the bank had given him a check for was $100,000. That's his basis, right? Ken inherited it. It's worth $500,000. The $400,000 of capital gains disappears because Ken got a step up in basis. Now, what if Ken's dad, we're going to call him Leroy just because that's a funny name. What if
Uncle Leroy.
Well, there
Leroy,
you go.
Leroy Brown.
So it's Uncle Leroy's cottage, and Uncle Leroy gifts Ken the cottage during life. He was really happy with the catch he made and, winning a championship. And, so Ken, I'm going to give you the cottage.
So then I would get an appraisal to make sure the value's not too high. I would keep getting one until I found the right value I wanted, right?
And why would you want it to be low?
Because you have to pay the, capital gains on that, on the value between what the purchase price was and what the value is.
Right, and therein lies the confusion. But that is only true if you sold it. Right? Your basis would be Uncle Leroy's. So if Uncle Leroy bought it for $100,000,
okay,
you would want the appraisal because you would want to know what it was worth. So if you sold it, right, your capital gain would be the difference between Leroy's basis, which is now your basis, and what you sold it for.
Oh, right? Interesting. Okay.
But you do not pay the taxes right away. It was a gift. Now, he, on the other hand, is going to take part of the value of that gift, which is why he had to have an appraisal. So let's say it's $400,000. At this point in time, the basis is absolutely immaterial. The basis is already transferred to you. So you have a basis of $100,000.
Okay.
But he's made, let's keep the same numbers the same, he's made a $500,000 gift to you during life.
Okay.
Right?
So he gets to write off
$100,000. No, he doesn't get a write off. He has to take, he can give you $15,000 a year.
Okay.
He can give Heidi $15,000 a year, right? Is Uncle Leroy married?
No.
Okay. So he can only give you guys $30,000. So if we're going to call it $500,000, he has made a gift to you of $470,000. That has to come off of his exemption equivalent, which is currently $11.5 million. He takes off the $470,000 after that, has to file a gift tax return. In theory, you pay no taxes right now. He pays no taxes right now. But that's how it all goes down and transpires. So all of that has nothing to do with Ken and family. Now Ken and Heidi have it. It's $500,000. That's what the appraisal said. You go to sell it, and you're going to have to pay taxes on a $400,000 long-term capital gain. And interestingly enough, the two things that you get missed, and I know Angie's going to get mad because I'm going off the question, but I'm on a tangent, dadgummit, right? Because these are things that get missed, and I don't like things that get missed. When you go to sell that, you've got that long-term capital gain, and now
correct,
you've put it in yours and Heidi's name, and you decide you don't want to sell it because you don't want to pay taxes on $400,000, right? So we're just going to put it in your name and your wife's name. Now, all of a sudden, you kick the bucket. Heidi's going to get a step-up in basis on half of that, right? So you've got a $100,000 basis. You had $200,000 of growth. Ken kicks the bucket. Now Heidi gets a step-up in basis on the $200,000 that was Ken's part, but she still has to pay taxes on her $200,000. In other words, she could now sell it, and she would only have to recognize the $200,000 worth of long-term capital gain because you died, okay? Very, very important stuff to understand here. And I know this sounds a little sick and decrepit, but here's the deal, folks. And you got to be very, very careful with this. 10% of us die. 10% of us drop dead. 90% of us fade away. And if you go to the doc and the doc says, Ken, I got bad news for you. You know, there's a good chance you're not going to be here with us 6 months from now. Then I would pull Heidi's name off the property, have it just in your name, have it transferred to her through another document after your demise, then she would get a step up in basis on the whole thing, right? So that's some of that tax planning that you can do. And believe it or not, we have people come in and we have to take care of that stuff. It's things that I think about all the time that your CPAs don't necessarily think about. They're certainly qualified to do it. It's just they don't necessarily get into that tax planning segment. It's why we work with so many great CPA firms, because together, one of the two of us usually get it. The other thing on that death, though, is losses. Losses disappear the same way that gains disappear. So if you've got a big carry forward loss, make sure that you understand what happens if one of you passes away. All right, Angie.
Okay, real quickly, what if it's not some nice lake cottage? What if tax-wise it doesn't make any sense to sell it because of the capital gains? And what if you can't take care of it? What if you don't want it?
You never have to accept property from anybody. So if Ken tried to give me his old dollhouse, right, that was in his bad part of Indianapolis, he tries to give me a dollhouse. It's got tax stuff on it. It's in a bad area. I don't want it. I can simply say no, thank you. And his estate can't force me to take it. Whoever's running his estate at that point in time has to take care of it. Thanks for the gift, Ken, but no thanks. Glad you're dead and you don't know about it. Hey, you're listening to Consider This Program. I'm Joe Clark. Hate to make fun of things that are so touchy, but it is important that you understand the rules. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. Joe Clark, Ken Dilger, Angie Kinzer. Hope you're having an outstanding week. You got a question or comment, shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com or call 800-928-4001.